USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another foot is expected overnight in western New York from a lake effect snowstorm that has already dumped several feet on the region. A travel ban has been lifted for much of Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says about 70 pieces of equipment were in South Buffalo hauling snow out of the area. He's asking drivers to stay off the roads in that part of the city.
If you come out, you run the risk of getting stuck and really hindering our plowing operation and our snow removal operation.
The region remains under a state of emergency. The Buffalo Bills game against Cleveland will now take place in Detroit. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in a federal prison. She was convicted earlier this year of misleading investors on her company's blood testing equipment. Before she was sentenced, Holmes tearfully told the court that she is devastated by her failings. Theranos's former operating officer, Sunny Balwani, will be sentenced next month for his fraud conviction. Former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago Friday night, reacting to the announcement of a special counsel being appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at his Florida estate.
I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over. And the investigation into January 6th in my very peaceful and patriotic speech. Remember? Peaceful and patriotically.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith was named to the appointment. He has been the chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague since 2018. Smith's appointment comes after Trump announced his campaign for a second term. Tesla is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to a software glitch that can make the taillights go off intermittently. The automaker says an online software update will fix the problem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made a surprise visit to Kyiv to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He promised the embattled country 125 anti-aircraft guns and other air defense technology. The UK has been one of the staunchest supporters of Ukraine as it continues to resist Russia's invasion. The British has given Kyiv $2.7 billion in military aid. A girl died after being hit by an out-of-control pickup truck during the Raleigh Christmas Parade in North Carolina. The event airing on WTVD Saturday morning, the television station had their helicopter over the scene as part of that broadcast.
There is that white GMC pickup truck that the driver says he lost control. At this point, Lauren, the indication we're getting from eyewitnesses there on the scene is the driver is honking, yelling out the window for people to get out of the way.
Police say the girl was accidentally hit at a low rate of speed. Life-saving efforts were not successful. No one else was hurt. The driver facing several charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. California Governor Gavin Newsom has agreed to release $1 billion in state homelessness funding, but only if local governments agree to step up the aggressiveness of their plans going forward to reduce the number of unhoused people in the state. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has issued a statement denying that he had leaked the Burwell v. Hobby Lobby decision following a New York Times report that a leak occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.